Okay, this is Linda Yablonsky. I am interviewing Jeffrey Hendricks, the artist, at his home and studio in New York on August the 17th?
17th, I think.
What is the date? Oh my goodness. I wrote down the date somewhere. August 17th. It is Wednesday, August 17th.
Yep.
For the Archives of American Arts, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. All right. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi.
thank you very much for your patience and fortitude.
Not a problem.
During our technical snafu. Can you tell me your age today?
85.
Wow. You look great.
Thank you. Yep. Feel good.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
I was born in Littleton, New Hampshire, July 30th, 1931.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And my father had been a student of Robert Frost's at Amherst College.
Really?
And developed a closeness, friendship with him. And after the First World War, my father was teaching flying and in a lot of crashes with students but surviving, with sometimes students dying
really?
Next to him, and was, I guess, you know, hospitalized some afterwards, but then went up to Frost's house to recuperate. And they developed a friendship at Amherst when my father was a student of his. They both arrived there the same year, and my father is very interested in writing and poetry. And so that became a lifelong friendship. And so in 31, they were living in the Frost cottage in Franconia. Frost wasn't there, he was elsewhere, but they had the use of the house. And then the following summer, my father found a farm down in Marlboro, Vermont. Frost had already moved down to South Shaftesbury, and Franconia was becoming very touristy. And,
really?
Resort hotels, people from Boston coming up for the pleasures of the White Mountains.
And in the 30s?
In the 30s,
during the
yeah.
Depression.
Well, during the Depression, yeah, right, this was. And, 29 was the crash. And so anyway, my father found this farm in Marlboro, 640 acres, I guess it was, with a
wow.
barn and a big house and a falling down old house, hay fields, working hay fields, and so forth. And so that was where we went for the summers. And then in 45, I guess it would be, at the end of the Second World War, the army set up a university in Biarritz, France, in the villas. And because they had these thousands of GIs there that they couldn't get back to the States overnight through ships. And so they had this brilliant idea, well, we'll bring faculty members from various universities over to teach them, and we'll give them something to do so they don't just go off and lead a wild life. And so they took over the resort hotels and the villas, and overnight created a university. My father headed the English department. He traveled around Europe to get sort of armed forces books that he discovered were printed, which provided him material to work with. And, you know, there were other things that he gathered together, and he...
And how old were you when this happened?
This was 45. I was born
right.
in 31.
Right,
so
that makes you a teenager.
Yeah, right.
So was that, well, you must have loved it, right? Or was it shocking to be uprooted?
No, I didn't go over there.
Oh,
he
you didn't
went
go
on his
with
own.
Him? Oh, yeah. You were still
right.
in New Hampshire.
I was back in Vermont.
Vermont.
And I guess at that point we were living in Chicago. And then summers in Vermont, because my father taught at Illinois Institute of Technology, headed the humanities.